Biodiversity is the variety of all life on Earth and essential to maintaining our health and well-being. And we rely on clean water, clean air and productive soils to exist. All these things are dependent on biological health. The natural system which cleans our water and air has evolved over millions of years and fails to work effectively when we destroy sections of it. In Australia, our plants and animals and insects and fungi and all life forms have developed together over a long period of time and are codependent. So some of our animals, like the kangaroo and the brush-tailed possum, have easily adapted to the introduced plants. However, others, such as the greater glider and the koala, are totally dependent on eucalyptus leaves and hence cannot adapt to European settlement in any easy way, and therefore are susceptible to land clearing and loss of habitat. And this is the case for many species. Some plants are easily pollinated by European bees, whereas others, often orchids, require just the right pollinator, an insect that has evolved over a long period of time just to carry out that job. And these are the species which cannot easily adapt and at most risk. In Victoria, this is very shocking, it is the most cleared state in the whole of Australia. And since European settlement, we've lost 48 flora species and 23 fauna species. The official list of threatened species in Victoria, that is, they're either rare, vulnerable, or threatened with extinction, is 36 mammals, 77 birds, 28 reptiles, 24 fish, 11 amphibians, and 34 insects. And it's probably more insects because we just haven't done the research. But in the wombat, there's 28 flora species and 17 fauna species that are listed as threatened. So this makes the health and protection of the wombat forest particularly important. The United Nations states that this is a worldwide problem. Human activity is causing irreversible harm to our environment, and they warn that unless action is taken now, two-thirds of the Earth's remaining species are likely to be extinct by 2100. So in 90 years. It seems a long way off. But anyway, we don't want to depress everyone today. We want to share our experience of the Wombat Forest and for visitors to enjoy the wonderful and exciting biodiversity of the forest.